views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, the founder of Woman of Wisdom, and I have a special announcement today that after 7 years of being on the Transformation Network, next Friday is going to be my last show. It's been a fabulous journey. I've enjoyed bringing voices of women to you, sharing their stories, and I hope they've been an inspiration to you as much as they have for me. And my last interview will be with Penny Pierce. Her new book, Transparency, will be my last show next Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time. You can still contact me. I'd love to hear from you. I'm available still at Woman of Wisdom. Just email wow, W-O-W, at womanofwisdom.org. And also, all the shows will still be on the website and the archives. There's 7 years of shows you can listen to variety of wonderful women speakers on my show. Well, today I'm going to be talking with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. I hope I said that right. Author of Surviving Cancer Land, The Intuitive Aspects of Healing. So Kathleen shares her story of how she survived three breast cancers that were missed by conventional tests but discovered in her dreams. She's a keynote speaker, presenter on the topics of health, healing, and prophetic dreams. She's the host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV and radio, and host and co-producer of New Earth International Media and the Cat Canavas internet TV show to promote healing and dreams. So she gives back for all her healing as an RA Block Cancer Foundation hotline phone counselor. She teaches dream classes and is a Pathos blogger and an internationally syndicated columnist for Women's Voices magazine. Welcome, Kat.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for having me on your show. This is so exciting. And this is your last show?
Next week.
After 7 years?
Yeah, next week's my last show. It's a long time.
That's amazing. Yeah. It is. Wow.
I know. It's gone fast. It's gone by fast. But anyway, we're here to talk about you. And so in your book, which I read this week, and it's a captivating story of how you discovered having breast cancer and then all the traumas of going through the tests, the chemo treatments, et cetera. The key element here is the dreams that played an important role. And so I want to hear your story about you. Have you always dreamed? Did you dream as a child? I know you talk in your book about being psychic and, you know, when that all started for you and how it impacted your life. Of course, in a brief little story about yourself.
Yes, actually, I did always dream. I've always been a dreamer. In fact, if you look at all of my kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade report cards, my teachers all wrote on there, if Kathy would just not daydream as much, she'd be an excellent student. But what they didn't realize is I was getting a lot of my information from the daydreams. So I've always been a daydreamer and a night dreamer. And yes, you're right. My dreams really did help me get through this breast cancer three different times, and the doctors did miss it every single time. So the first time that I had the breast cancer, I started having these unusual dreams, Chris, that I would be sound asleep, and all of a sudden I would have a window that would pop up. And through the window would walk a monk, just like, you know, we would see in a church. And it was like a Franciscan monk. And this monk would say to me, come with me. We have something to tell you. And the window would turn into a door, and I call it the sacred dream doors. And it's actually information from heaven, I believe. Our guardian angels, our loved ones who have passed over. It's a deeper type of dream. And you know you're dreaming as you go through this door, which makes it a lucid dream. And you're going, I wonder where I'm going. And then you receive information. And for me, when I stepped through that sacred dream doorway and the monk said, you have breast cancer, go back to your doctor again without an appointment, because I'd already had these dreams beforehand. So this was a recurrent lucid dream with a monk, spirit guide. I started crying. And I said, the doctors haven't listened to me before. They've given me mammograms that they're telling are healthy. I've had three of those. They've given me blood tests, three of those that are telling me they're healthy. They've given me a physical exam. You know, basically they felt me up and said, you're healthy, go home. And I said, if you really want me to live, you help me because I don't know what else to do. And this monk spirit guide slash angel said, here, take this. And he handed me this little tiny white feather. And he said, if you go back to your doctor tomorrow without an appointment, and tell him you need exploratory surgery, you'll get, you know, the surgery you need that will find this breast cancer, and it will be proved in the pathology report. So that's what I did. I went back the next day to my doctor with that feather, and I had to convince him to do exploratory surgery. And He did the surgery. At first, when I told him I needed the exploratory surgery, he looked at me like I had been set on fire. And then, okay. It was almost like somebody glimmered him. He said, okay, I got the surgery. The pathology report confirmed that I was in stage 2 breast cancer with it in my lymph nodes. So the monk was right. And all the tests that the doctors had done up to that point were wrong.
Mm-hmm. And some cancers aren't found by mammograms, and some of them you have to do MRIs or ultrasound, and they didn't do those tests?
No, they didn't do those tests because they said they had no reason to give me that test, that my feeling that there was something really wrong didn't count. That female mm-hmm. intuition that is so important to us, it doesn't count when you're going up against medical tests that are supposedly always true. So the problem was convincing the doctors that my female intuition, because if I had told them that my dreams were telling me I had cancer, they probably would have given me a padded room. And, you know, I wanted treatment, not a padded room. Or they would have given me some kind of medication saying I was having an anxiety attack to stop the dreams, and I would have died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it was really, and for you, like, trusted your intuition. And it's that being the advocate, you know, everyone needs, and you mentioned in your book several times when you needed to be an advocate, when you're in the hospital and, you know, and they come to give you a pill or, you know, and I've experienced that with my father, you know, if you have your elders with you in your hospital, you have to be there and be an advocate and question everything because, you know, they're very busy and mistakes are made and you have to be an advocate for yourself. And so you had to be such a strong advocate to convince them you knew something was wrong. And some people, you know, shows your strength, because some people give up on that. Like, okay, I must be fine. They say I'm fine. Because we trust doctors so much more than we trust our intuition.
We do. And, you know, it's funny that although this interview is about, you know, my book Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, which won like 4 book awards, the Nautilus Book Award, it won the award for the International Women's Award. So that was pretty amazing. But Dr. Larry Burke, who is a radiologist at Duke University, he was actually chief of radiology before he kind of semi-retired. We just finished writing a book together that ties into this, in that we have 33 stories in that book of people, not just women, but men who had dreams that diagnosed their illnesses or their cancers that were then validated by pathology reports. Those people went to their doctors and said, no, I'm not going to take no for an answer. No, I'm not going to be sent away. I'm going to be a squeaky wheel. I'm going to keep showing up on your doorstep until you listen to me and give me a different set of tests. And those people are still alive. We have some stories in the book that were put into the book by families of women who were told to go home. No, they wouldn't give them another test. No, it was all in their mind. There was nothing wrong with them. And when they came back 6 months later, as they were told to do, the cancer was had progressed so much throughout their body and their bones that they died. So if mm-hmm. there's nothing else that your audience takes away from this radio show today, it's, you know, instead of trying to be a great patient, be a great person to yourself. Be a bit of a pain in the butt when it comes to being a patient, but keep yourself alive. If you've got that female instinct, which we all have as women, we're born with that. That's an innate gift that we're born with. We know when our children are sick. We know when something's happened to our husband. We know when we accidentally left the stove on and the house could burn down. We have that. We have to go with that. We have to believe in that because sometimes our lives can depend on it. But Dr. Larry Burke and I just wrote this book called Dreams That Can Come True and Save Your Life. And they're warning dreams and precognitive dreams that are precursors illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because I mean, illnesses come in first energetically, and so even before it might be in your physical body, because we have our emotional bodies and our mental bodies and spiritual bodies, it can actually be sensed before it materializes in your body. And the other thing I was thinking too is to insist, and you know, if you don't get the answers you need, tests you need from your doctor, find a doctor who will listen to you. And I think that would be very important too. To, you know, you don't have to just accept, you know, because sometimes you may not, even if you insist, they may not do it. Change your doctors, find someone who will listen to you and that you trust. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more with Kat on her Surviving Cancerland book.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, author of Surviving Cancerland, The Intuitive Aspects of Healing. So we've been talking about how dreams helped you and the importance of dreams, and if you get information, you know, to talk to your doctors and insist on whether it's surgeries or doing pathology tests or whatever. But let's talk about dreams. I think one of the aspects about it is, trusting the information you receive. You know, how do you know it's true?
Well, I think you know it's true by validation during your waking hours. And that's really, really important, Chris. I mean, you don't have to look for it. Okay. You don't have to look for it. It will come up and just hit you. There it is. For instance, you know, with me, it was pathology reports and that was indisputable. The doctors couldn't argue it. I kept saying, you know, I had this dream. I kept coming back to you over and over again. And this proves it's true. That intuition is there. So I think that when it comes to relationships, you know, and you're having nightmares about a boyfriend or possibly a future husband, and you keep having nightmares and the recurrent nightmares, and maybe you see something happening in that nightmare. Let's say you see him running around with another woman or in some way being abusive to you in the dream. And then all of a sudden, boom, you start seeing it during the day. Not because you're looking for it, but because before the dream happened, you were not seeing it. It was there. But now you have the dream reflecting it back to you in your sleeping hours, and then it is validating itself in your waking hours. You don't want to ignore those dreams because they could have an essence of premonition to them. They could be showing you what's going to happen in the future if you continue down that path. Because let's face it, Chris, we all have forks in the road, and we have to choose the path to the left or the path to the right. And sometimes our dreams can help us with that by showing us what could happen in the future in a precognitive dream.
Yes, and it also is about trusting yourself. So when you have those kinds of dreams, to not put them aside like, oh, that was just a dream, it wasn't real. And so, you know, there's some work that you need to do for on yourself about trusting information you get. I think we all have to.
Absolutely.
I think that's true.
And one of the ways you start to trust yourself, and I always give this example, you know, if you're a parent, okay, so probably most of the people listening to this radio show today are probably parents. Or if you remember back when you were growing up and your parents kept telling you something, you know, don't do this, or this will happen, and you would ignore them. Or you're telling it to your children now, you know, don't drive after you've been drinking, because even if you are not drunk, if somebody else hits you, it could have impact your life forever. You're the one that's going to be in trouble because you were drinking and driving. Let's say they keep ignoring you and the problems keep happening and happening. Eventually, your parents are going to stop telling you these things because you're not listening. It's the same thing with your dreams. You've got your spirit guides and your guardian angels coming into your dreams. And when they speak to you in your dreams and they say, look, you know, you can't date these kind of people who do not celebrate you. They only basically put up with you. You don't want that. You want somebody who's going to celebrate being with you, not just putting up with being with you. And you keep choosing these kind of people over and over again. And if you ignore that, you're going to continue to make these choices that may not be for your highest and best. But imagine if you started listening to them and saying, you know, this person is not celebrating me again. This person doesn't make me feel good about myself. This person makes me try to strive to meet their standards, which really aren't very high, and I can't seem to ever meet them. If you start listening to those dreams, then your spirit guides are going to go, oh my goodness, she's listening to us, so now we are going to give her more information. We're going to tell her how she can get that raise at work. We're going to tell her how she can get that dream car. We're going to tell her, you know, how she can make more money. And that happens all the time. So, you know, the trick is learning to actually listen to those dreams and trusting in your spirit guides. Even if you don't trust in yourself, eventually the two of you will start to work together and that trust will grow. And that's so important.
Yeah. And I want to get more into about our guides too. But first, let's talk about how to interpret the messages. I think there's symbology or learning your own dream language. How do you help people interpret their messages in the dreams?
Well, the way you interpret the messages, one of the things you want to look for is repetition of message, okay? Sometimes when you don't get the message in your dream, you end up getting it again in a different way. Maybe a different guide comes in. Maybe they're showing you different scenery. But it's the same message. And what they're trying to do is get through to you. You know, your parents talk to you and they say, you know, you really shouldn't be drinking Diet Coke all the time. And so you're ignoring them. And then they come and they hand you statistics about how Diet Coke is really bad for you. And you kind of ignore that. So then they come back and they show you a video that's on YouTube about somebody who did nothing but drank Diet Coke, and this is what happened to him, and that gets your attention. It's the same thing with your dreams. It's your spirit guides. They're basically almost acting like your parents. They're your guides. Our parents are our guides on the earth plane, and they're trying to keep you on the right path. So the first thing you look for is repetition in your dreams, and the way to look for that is to have a dream journal. You know, if you can write down your dreams, you can go back to see what dreams are repeating themselves. And sometimes you'll actually have dreams that will give you the same message that same night in three different dreams. And then when you write it down in your journal, you go, oh my goodness, you know, that little light goes on and you go, I got it. Oh my goodness. Yes, that makes sense. And then you know that your spirit guides are dancing on the clouds up there going, yes, she got it. She got it. We don't have to bug her with that dream anymore. And then it goes away.
Well, and one of the aspects too that happens is some people say they don't remember their dreams. And so do you have some steps that people can take for that?
I do. What I do is I actually use the word so dream. So if you just remember in your mind when you go to bed at night, so dream and follow these steps, you have a much better chance of remembering your dreams, because some of the reasons why we don't remember our dreams is medication. There's nothing you can do about that. You know, you have to take certain medications for whatever reason, but that doesn't mean you're not dreaming. What it does mean is you may be dropping down so deep that when you're coming up, you're bouncing up so fast, you can't pull the dream with you, but you can retrain your brain. Yes, we can actually retrain our brain to remember our dreams. So by using the words so dream, and I actually had this on Dr. Oz when I was on the Dr. Oz show a few months ago, S in so is set your intention. Okay, so before you go to bed at night, remember you're talking to your inner self. You can do it in meditation any way you want. You set that intention and you say, I am going to remember my dream when I wake up in the morning. And then O for so is organize yourself. What you want to do is have a pencil and paper right next to your bed. If you need to, have a flashlight there. If you don't want to write stuff down, record it on your phone. Have your phone there and ready to record. And as soon as you wake up, you write down anything at all that you remember from your dream. Okay, so and that way, if you have to get up and walk around the room looking for paper and pencil, your dreams are just going to evaporate into the sunshine as though they were fog. So then we're going to get into the word dream. And the first D for dream is dream. Tell yourself you're going to dream because you do dream. Whether you remember them or not, you do dream. And then R is on how to remember your dream is to actually go into that dream looking for that snippet of the dream. And that's remembering it. Tell yourself you're going to remember something. It doesn't have to be much. You don't have to put that much pressure on yourself. I'm just going to remember one little thing. Even if it's just a tree, it's okay. You're starting to open the doors. And then E is for emote. What part of the dream gave you emotion, made you emote, made you wake up with your heart pounding? Or maybe when you first woke up, you just had a feeling of happiness. It doesn't matter if you don't remember anything else. Just write down happiness. And then A is to associate it with something. What would you associate that tree with? Is that tree in your backyard? Is it the tree of life? Does it mean the tree of life to you? Does happiness, what is happiness? What do you associate with happiness? Write that down. M means what does it mean to you? Again, it's part of the association. M, what does it mean to you? Now it's important. This is your dream language. And this is where what we were talking about on the break. How do you, help someone interpret their dream? I have to help them as they help themselves, because what something means to me, like a spider, is going to scare me to death in a dream, whereas somebody else who's into spiders, has spiders as pets at home, may give them happiness to see a spider in their dream. It may not be the same meaning. So meaning is really, really important. So if you see nothing but a tree, write down what a tree means to you. Did you climb trees as a child? Did it make you happy when you were up in the tree? Did you have a big tree in your backyard, an oak tree that you used to sit under? Did that make you happy? You're looking for that meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so
it's the symbolism.
Okay. And we'll have to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk more and find out what the S stands for.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You know that feeling in your gut, that tiny whisper in the back of your ear, the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. Again, I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Kat O'Keefe Canavas, author of Surviving Cancerland, The Intuitive Aspects of Healing. So, Kat, please share your website and what you have available there for people if they go to your website.
Sure. My website is Kathleen O'KeefeCannabis.com. That's KathleenO'KeefeCannabis. KANAV as in Victor, OS as in Sam. And my website it's got my newsletter on it. You can go from my website to the magazines that I write for. You can get Pathios there. You can see the book. You can see the awards that were won. And there's also free gifts for you on that website. So just go and play. Have a great time. That's what my website's all about. It's a playground for anybody who wants to go and get little gifts and see videos. You can actually go and watch the video of me on the Dr. Oz show. And the name of the show was Premonitions, The Sixth Sense, and you can click on it and you can watch that whole segment of the show. So please go and just have fun.
Great. Yes. So we were just finishing the So Dreams and we got to the S. Mm-hmm. So what does the S stand for?
It's symbolism, your symbolism, which is so important. Your symbolism is not anybody else's symbolism. There are some universal symbolisms that some dream experts will argue don't exist, but if you just kind of think about it, you realize that they really do. If you were to go back to the time of caveman and you walked into one of those caves and you saw a round circle on the side of the cave with lines coming out from all the way around it, you'd go, oh, sun. Or if you, you know, you saw a cloud with lines coming down out of it, you'd say, oh, rain. Those are universal symbols. And we have those in our dreams, because our dreams speak to us in pictures most of the time. And that's kind of important to remember, because sometimes we can have a spirit guide or an angel actually speak to us, which is what happened in a lot of my dreams that were geared toward keeping me alive and helping me heal. My spirit guide spoke to me rather than just showing me pictures.
Yeah, I wanted to go to there next about talking about the guides and so and how they helped you, how they and how so they spoke to you, but I'm sure you've heard from other people of how guides work with people.
Yes, and in my book, when you read Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, which again you can just go onto Amazon and you can get it there. But throughout the book, I'm dealing with my spirit guides, which are monks, Franciscan monks, the whole time. I have no idea why I have Franciscan monks. I have no connection whatsoever to monks, at least not in this lifetime, maybe in a past one. So I don't know why I would have monks, whereas somebody else that I interviewed for the last, the latest book that I did, Dreams That Can Come True, they had angels with wings, beautiful angels, and other people had animals. They had spirit guide animals that spoke to them. I mean, we were talking about that during the break, but I had monks. Mm-hmm. And I love my monks, but they're extremely serious, whereas a lot of my other friends who had ancient Asian men as their guides, their guides were laughing all the time and seemed so happy. Mine are pretty somber. But I believe that we are all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job, and they really take that job seriously.
Well, I wonder if there's some symbolism, too, in the fact that you have Franciscan monks and somebody else has Chinese monks, and there could be, you know, symbolism around that, how people see or need to receive information that they, I mean, this is just coming to mind, that they may even form themselves that way because they know you'll listen.
You're right.
To them in this form.
I'm sure you're right. I mean, who's going to argue with a monk, right? It's just not done. So with your listeners, if anybody has an idea of why I would have monks, or if they have monks, or they have spirit guides, you know, I'd love for you to go to my Facebook page, which again is Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, and leave me a message or tell me about your guides, because I'd love to hear about them.
Yes, well, so I'd love for you to share more stories about your spirit guides. And you talked about, you did mention the sacred dream doors, and that's really kind of fascinating. It's like you have this pop-up screen. So like you're in a dream, and you explain in your book, and a dream pops up out of that dream, which is kind of fascinating to me.
Well, you know, I believe our nightmares are actually gifts in disguise. Because if you kind of think about it, Chris, I mean, how can you forget a nightmare? You can forget a nice, warm, fuzzy, beautiful dream. Oh, you wake up, oh, I feel good, but I don't really remember the dream, but I don't need to because I feel good. But when your spirit guides, your guardian angels, or your inner selves shake you awake with fear from a nightmare, it's because whatever you were dreaming about is really, really important, and you needed to remember it. So, you know, when I'm having a nightmare, and all of a sudden I have a window that pops up in my dream, and it pops up much like a window on your computer, and you can't get rid of it. But what's really amazing is the dream that I'm in at the time the pop-up occurs, that dream stops because it's like time stands still. It's like your screen freezes behind the pop-up window. It just freezes. And then that pop-up window takes up the whole area of the computer in your mind, sort of, and it becomes a door. And that's a sacred dream door. And that door leads you to an area of dreams that is not the normal dreaming area. Because every time I've gone through one of those sacred dream doors, I've either seen my mother who had passed over. And at first I didn't recognize her because she was so much younger. I mean, when she died, she was in her 80s. And when I saw her in the sacred dream door, I didn't realize who she was at first in that room until she stood beside me and she was talking all about her childhood place of Chicago and the names of the people that were so important to her at that time and how she'd been visiting with Pearl and doing this and in the nightclubs, and because she used to sing in the nightclubs, she loved it. And it wasn't until I woke up from the dream that I realized I'd been speaking to my mother, which is the intention I had set. You know, we were talking about intention, setting your intention for the S for so dream. I set the intention to see my mother because I missed her so badly after she had died. And I just needed, you know, I kind of needed that hit of mama. And so, boom, there she was in the dream. And at first I thought, but that's not my mother. You know, I don't know I didn't know who this person was because they were actually younger than me. And then I realized, when you die and you go to the other side, go to heaven or wherever it is you go, you know, depending on your belief system, you don't stay old and decrepit. you go back to your prime. You're young. You're beautiful. You've got all this energy. You're healthy, and hopefully you're happy. And that was my real mother, and that's who I saw in that sacred dream door room. That's why I call them the sacred dream doors. It's not a place where you just have random dreams. It's where you visit with people who have passed over that give you information, your spirit guides, your guardian angels, and sometimes it's people within yourself, your inner selves that go beyond your id, ego and super ego. And then when I can come back out of that dream door, usually my spirit guides will bring me back out. They'll walk me out like you're walking out of a doctor's office. And that door turns into a window. The window disappears and boom, my dream starts right back up where it left off as if nothing had happened because time stood still while I was inside those sacred dream doors.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. And so maybe something for people to pay attention to, because sometimes we're so deep in our dreams that we may not even recognize, oh, that's a dream door. And it could look differently for different people.
Yes.
So what do you have for advice for people to help them find their guides?
Again, set your intention. Set your intention before you go to bed. And one of the things I do tell people to do if they're having trouble setting that intention is to sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and write down exactly what your intention is. You write on that piece of paper, I want to remember my dream in the morning, or I want to meet my spirit guide in my dream tonight. Be really specific about what you want. Don't ramble on. One sentence, that one intention, just that one for that one night. You can set another one another night. Then take that piece of paper and put it under your pillow. Because what you want to do is your eyes are the windows to your soul. And so you're showing your inner self through the windows to your soul what it is you want to do by writing that down on a piece of paper. And you're taking it from the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. And you're bringing it down into the third dimension that we're living in. And you're putting it on that piece of paper, which is a 3D piece of paper, and you're putting it under your pillow, which is 3D, and now you're going to, quote-unquote, sleep on it. You know, when you've got a problem that you need to solve, a challenge you need to face, that saying sleep on it is such an important group of words. It's more than words. It is an intention. And it allows you to go into your inner self by sleeping on it, connect with your spirit guide, and come up with a solution.
Well, that's great. Well, we have to take another break now. We're going to come back and talk more with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, author of Surviving Counseling.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Kathleen O'Keefe, Canavis, author of Surviving Cancerland. And so first, Kathleen, I just want to share, you know, that sharing your story, it's so important that we share our stories and gives hope to people that, you know, you survived cancer and you talk about others in the book surviving cancer and your future book even also just to know that, and you survived three times,
mm-hmm.
you know, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it came
like
back.
Twice wasn't enough.
Yeah, and which is probably some message for you, but it gives hope for people that it's not a death sentence. And, so, you know, a lot of times there's that fear of it coming back that means, you know, that you aren't going to survive it. And that's not the case. Everybody's experience will be different. But I want to have you go into one aspect of your book is talks a lot about you being psychic, but also about traveling in your dreams to help others heal, which is kind of a psychic attribute of being able to what they call astral travel or just go visit somebody. And you had real validation about that. You actually did go there.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, there's a friend that
I did.
Who had a son in a hospital.
Yes, a friend of mine called me, and this was while I was, you know, going through treatment. And she said, you know, I if you don't feel up for this, that's fine. But I'd really like for you to ask your guides what is happening with my son. Her name was Patricia. She's in the book. And I actually had a letter. I had to get a letter of release from her in order to put her story in my book. And she said, my son is back in the hospital. The doctors don't know what's wrong with him. There's something wrong with his stomach, his intestines. And could you just kind of ask them what's happening? So that night I set my intention. I laid down in bed and I said, I'd really like to be able to get some information about Patricia's son in the hospital and what he's going through. And it was like as soon as I fell asleep, like I fell asleep really fast, so it was a little different. I found myself in a hospital room with a man in the bed. And there were guides working on him. And they looked up at me like they knew me. And they said he's got a blockage in his intestines from his previous surgery. And we have to open up those blockages. And then all of a sudden, a voice came across like space and time. And I couldn't see anybody. I could just hear this woman's voice. And I said, is there anybody who's here? Who's here with him? And this gentleman shows up and he's wearing a bomber jacket. And he has brown hair. And he gave me his name. And then I said, I hear a voice somewhere, but I don't know who the voice belongs to. And the voice said her name. You know, I don't want to say the name over the air, but, you know, because they're true. So you can read them in my book, though. And she says, well, I guess I can tell you since I do have releases. She says, my name is Portia, and I'm here, and I'm going to stay here with him until he has surgery again and recovers. And I said, so he's going to have surgery again? And she said, yes. So then when I woke up the next morning, I called Patricia and I said, you know, Patricia, I have some very strange information for you. And I don't know if I'm just, you know, dreaming this or what, but I ended up in your son's hospital room and there were some guides working on him. They told me their names. And then this man shows up, he's wearing a bomber jacket and he gives me his name. And then this woman's voice comes across saying, my name is Portia and I'm going to be here with him until he goes through surgery again. So I think your son's going to go through surgery a second time. And she said, well, that's interesting because the hospital called me and they rushed him to emergency surgery. And they found that he had adhesions from a previous surgery he'd had on his intestines and they had to cut those out and open them up. And she says, but I don't know any of those names that you just gave me. And I have done the genealogy for our family for generations. So I don't know who these people are. Well, about 4 days later, she went to the hospital to visit her son. And she told him those names and he broke down crying. And she said, asked him what's wrong. And he said that Portia was his partner when he was working with a certain branch of the military. And she was blown up. And so that's probably why I couldn't see her body. That was one way she was validating to me that she really did exist. And the man that was in the room that I described was another partner of his that came next who was shot. And so these two people who had passed over that were very close to him were in his room with him making sure that he was all right when he made it through the second surgery. And long story short, he's still alive today. And he is a doctor. He's an oncologist and doing very well.
Mm-hmm. So
I did astral travel and I didn't even know I was doing it. I'd never done it before.
Yes. And not so much that you were doing healing, but you were witnessing and was able to pass on the information. So you were witnessing healing by guides on somebody else. And so even interesting information for people to know that your guides can work on you and heal. So you could probably ask them to work on, you know, if you have cancer or if something, go to dreams and set your intention for your guides to work on healing you. Has anybody experienced that?
When you set that intention, you're giving them permission. And until you give them permission, they really can't work on you. It's called rule of permission and it's very strong. So set your intention, give the permission and they will work on you.
Oh, so that's important information. Yes. You have to ask for help. And many times we feel that we don't deserve help and we're afraid to ask, but that place of we do deserve it. We do deserve to heal and live a full life and deserve to have help.
Yes, and like I said earlier, you know, we're all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job, and they take that job very seriously. And don't you know it breaks their heart when they see us suffering and they know that they can help. But they have to be asked. So dare to ask and then embrace what you get. And don't forget to say thank you. I tell people this all the time, you know, when they've done something like this to help you, take a second and say, oh, thank you so much for that help. I so needed it. And it's so great to know that you heard me and that you're with me. Oh, they'll be so happy. They'll be dancing on that cloud again.
And I want to read a quote that, I read somewhere from you is don't tell your higher power how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your higher power is. And that, you know, that's that trusting that your higher power can take care of it. Well, thank you so much, Kat, for being on the show today and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
So everybody check out her book, Surviving Cancer Land, The Intuitive Aspects of Healing. She's got many awards on that and lots of good information and healing stories. So her website's Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, KANAVOS.com. And this is Chris Stainis, I'm founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. Again, you can contact me at
WOW, W-O-W, at womanofwisdom.org. And it's the last call for presenters for our 2018 conference. Just go to our website, look for 2018 conference, and there's a page of information for presenters, application forms, and all that. And we're still accepting for another short while, so you haven't missed out. And check out my book, which is an Amazon bestseller and also an award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's also available on Kindle with the colored art. There's lots of art, poetry, stories, and about women changing their lives and about the exploring the divine feminine. So you can also check that out on our website on womanofwisdom.org. It benefits the Woman of Wisdom Foundation when you purchase the book. So I'm glad that everybody was joined me on the show today. And again, next week's my last show. I'll be interviewing Penny Pierce. I've had her on the show a couple times. Fabulous author, her new book on transparency, which is going to come out just next week when we're doing the show. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.